Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Mobility Management Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by National Seating and Mobility, North America's premier provider of customized mobility, home, and vehicle accessibility, and full-service equipment maintenance and repair solutions for individuals with mobility needs. NSM provides 360-degree complete mobility solutions to meet needs ranging from simple to complex. That might mean customizing a power wheelchair to maximize comfort and independence, installing a chairlift to access the second floor of a home, or simply repairing existing equipment to keep clients moving. No matter the need, NSM has the innovative products and reliable team of experts to keep people moving so they can enjoy life to the fullest, wherever that takes them. For more information, visit nsm-seating.com. Our topic today is how great assistive technology professionals are made, and I'm honored to be speaking with Bill Mixon from NSM. Of course, we in Complex Rehab know Bill Mixon as the CEO of NSM, but Bill has actually had also more than 25 years of experience across the healthcare and professional services industries, with more than a decade in president and CEO roles. His previous tenures include serving as president for Universal Hospital Services, the largest provider of clinically focused asset management solutions involving mobile medical technology to the American healthcare industry. Bill, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Lori. It's great to be here, and I appreciate everything that mobility management does in support of our industry.
Well, thank you. So NSM's brand story highlights the significance of helping others move through life, and your core values that support that vision and that shape of NSM are honor, excellence, accountability, respect, teamwork, and service, and those are represented by the acronym HEARTS as a reminder to always keep the client's best interests at heart. Now, this foundation reflects what I've heard from a lot of long-time ATPs. I've always gotten the feeling in talking with them that their profession isn't a job as much as it's a calling. And even though ATPs obviously have their own personalities and backgrounds, do you think that these really exceptional ATPs have some traits in common? And how do you characterize a great ATP?
Yeah, great question, Lori. I would start by saying that, as you point out, I really do feel that our company vision reflects those sentiments that you see captured in our core values of HEARTS. Our calling is to, be compassionate, to touch lives, to honor our clients as we support them in a journey of independence. The vision that we have relative to our most successful ATPs involves a shared calling. We believe that our ATPs are exceptional, and we believe that they do serve with heart. We also, interestingly enough, about a year ago, did quite a bit of research into specific identifiable traits that we saw in our most successful ATPs. We conducted a study, and we took a deep dive into those common attributes. What made our ATPs, our successful ATPs, successful? Some of those traits that we found include they're good team players and leaders. They lead local clinical teams, and we can maybe talk a little bit more about that. They're very self-disciplined. They're focused on self-development. They embrace technology. And as a subset to that, they're very passionate about deploying the right clinical solution for their clients. And lastly, they're very committed to their craft as it relates to continuing education and staying up to speed. So those are some of the attributes that we see in our most successful ATPs.
So if those are the attributes, sort of the results, this is what you see day to day, then if you turn it around and look at the start of that equation, what qualities do you look for? What qualities does NSM look for in an ATP? And what qualities do you want to see in someone who maybe you're thinking of training as an ATP?
Yeah, no, great question. So obviously experience is important. So in addition to experience and proven skill sets, we are very interested in leadership. We believe that all of our ATPs, approximately 440 of them, are leaders in our organization, and we want them to be out there working with their clinical teams, leading in support of our clients. We believe that we want to hire APPs that are mission-oriented, that are willing to embrace those core values. And we weave those core values through the interview process. We ask about those six attributes that you described at the beginning of the interview. We want to have folks that are committed not only to their own success, but to the mission, vision, and values of NSM.
Okay, I know that NSM talks a lot about leadership, a lot about leadership development company-wide, not just out of your ATPs, not just from top management, but company-wide. You really want to see that leadership development across the board. So looking at the challenges that are confronting today's ATPs on a regular basis, and that could be anything from documentation requirements to having to understand and be an expert with all these different types of equipment, to just the emotional aspect of working with people who have very, very significant disabilities. What leadership skills do you think are important for today's ATPs to have to succeed and to do a good job of serving that client?
Yeah, that's great. And it's interesting that at the very end, you use the word serve, and I'll come back to that in a second. We really believe in the power of leadership. We really do inside of NSM. It's not just corporate talk. We believe that the notion of leadership and leveraging leadership makes us a stronger provider to our clients. And at the heart of the leadership concept would be servant leadership. And you use the word serve. Servant leadership is a foundational part of our company. It's critical that we think about service inside of our company, and it's one of the ways that we empower our ATPs. We think of servant leadership as really the role of management inside of NSM is to empower the field organization to serve their clients. And so we hope and we desire that ATPs think of themselves as leaders leading our local clinical care teams. And those teams, as we all know, include ATPs, obviously. But, you know, let's not forget the critical value that our techs, our CSRs, and our funding specialists bring to the equation. You know, this discussion is around ATPs, but any ATP that's listening to this interview, you know, knows that without their tech, without their CSR, without their funding support, they can't accomplish what they need to accomplish in support of their clients. So we believe that, you know, having these strong co-located teams involved with every client encounter is going to be a way that we can provide the best solutions in the marketplace to our clients. We want to cultivate relationships among these team members, and we want to ensure that through this team approach, that the best care possible is provided to the clients. Just a couple other quick comments on leadership. You know, we believe that it involves lifelong learning, and we have provided both for our ATPs and across the organization, you know, multiple opportunities for them to develop their leadership skills. We have empowered them to make their own decisions as it relates to the care criteria and the technology solutions that they use as they provide care. And we believe strongly that in the diversified organization that we are, with 150 plus locations in North America, that we have to do that. We have to empower our local care teams to make the right decisions in support of our clients.
Okay, that's a great transition, because when you were talking, I was thinking about the fact that you have so many locations, and even if you have centralized operations and sort of a centralized vision and a mission, you're still talking about all these branch offices and all these ATPs serving in communities that are all a little bit different. And so this isn't an easy vocation to begin with. There are a lot of different challenges, but on top of the technological challenges, the documentation challenges, the fact that the clients are always evolving and changing, you also have these local communities. So there are going to be differences even from ATP office to ATP office. So if your goal is to build up and lift up all of your ATPs so that they can accomplish all that you need them to accomplish, despite all these challenges, then can you take us through how NSM empowers your ATPs and mentors and encourages them for not just today, but over a long period of time and over long careers?
Yeah, no, really good question, Lori. You know, so in the previous answer, I talked a fair amount about local empowerment, 150 locations, et cetera, et cetera. But to your point, we have absolutely a foundational approach to setting up the appropriate skill set that we want to have with our ATPs, our techs, our funding specialists, et cetera. So we have a variety of programs in place that are designed to set that foundation. So we start in many instances with an ATP apprenticeship program. So we have that as a key part of our business that's integrated into the organization that involves partnering apprentices with a mentor, that involves an 8-week online curriculum, peer-to-peer collaboration, and it's all about establishing the individual to take the ATP certification exam. And so this is one of our foundational programs that connects those who have advanced skills with individuals who desire to grow those skills and expand their career. So that's one program that's fairly material inside of NSM. We have another program where we onboard existing ATPs and we help them with a number of skills in the organization, you know, to learn NSM systems, to learn a broader expanse of skills around what it means to be a highly effective ATP. And we use this program to ramp up those new ATPs who join the organization much more quickly. We have performance metrics that we share with them so that they know how we're going to be measuring their performance. And we found it to be quite successful. We have a third and final program that I'll talk about that is advanced ATP training. And so in this program, it's reasonably typical for us to have an ATP who perhaps has been in the organization for 3 to 5 years. You know, they're experienced. They tend to be, you know, folks that are relatively progressive. They may be enthusiastic around taking their career to the next level. And so we bring them through sort of a ATP training 2.0, where we have an additional set of recommendations leveraging technology and other best practices that allow them to advance their skill set, et cetera. So, and then really the final thing I'll say about training is that we're the only national provider that offers all continuing education needs for ATPs. We feel, you know, very strongly that we have an obligation as an organization to cover those costs and to make that available for ATP. So that's something we do on an annual basis. We do a lot of it, as you know, Lori, at the symposium that we are happy to have you attending. And so that's a commitment that we have to our ATPs.
That's great. And for this final question, I wanted to sort of open up the discussion to the industry at large, because until this point, we've been very understandably focusing on how NSM trains, what NSM's vision is for its ATPs, et cetera. But now my final question I wanted to ask has to do with the entire complex rehab industry as a whole. Why do you think it's important for ATPs to be viewed as highly dedicated, well-educated professionals across the complex rehab industry? So in other words, how does having those highly dedicated, well-educated professionals who are leaders, how does that lift up the entire complex rehab industry as a whole?
Yeah, great, great question. As we think about our industry and we think about, you know, essentially the brand that our industry has in the broader healthcare continuum. You know, we believe very strongly that experienced, knowledgeable ATPs serve a unique and important role in our part of the overall healthcare continuum. And as we deliver our solutions for our clients, we believe that continued education and those comprehensive certification standards are important, that they ensure that ATPs have demonstrated the professionalism and competence in the marketplace that they should, and that they truly are, you know, professionals. We don't use that word lightly. We are committed to championing the ATP profession and investing in the development of our ATPs to ensure that these quality standards exist today and, you know, can be continue to be further strengthened. And in doing so, we believe that this will continue to enhance the credibility of the industry as a whole. So those are some comments relative to the industry. You know, we believe that we are focused on building a best-in-class culture where we provide a home for APPs where they can provide the care that they want to provide to their medically fragile clients, that we provide a foundational set of skills and support structures for them to be able to fulfill a lasting career in this great profession that they've chosen. So, you know, as a company, our goal is to continue to be an employer of choice. We're very proud, Lori, of the fact that we have a 96% ATP retention, and that we believe that reflects our dedication to both our APPs personally, but more broadly to the industry.
Well, those are great thoughts. And what I love is that you're championing the ATP as part of NSM's vision and part of NSM's goals, also work to improve the whole industry and improve the client experience across the board and improve how ATPs are seen and complex rehab is seen by the healthcare continuum. And I think that's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful goal. And thank you so much, Bill, for sharing a microphone with Mobility Management today and for sharing your ideas about what makes ATP such a vital part of complex rehab and how NSM is working every day to continue to help them to evolve and improve. Really appreciate your thoughts. And with that, we'll be wrapping up this podcast with Bill Mixon from NSM. My thanks to Bill for sharing his ideas and his thoughts with us today. And my thanks also to NSM for sponsoring this podcast. Mobility Management podcasts are available for listening and downloading on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. And the best way to be sure you don't miss any of our podcasts is to subscribe. You can also go to our website, mobilitymgmt.com, to listen there. Thank you very much for joining us and for listening to this. We'll be back again soon.